Mid-afternoon found Travis and the Rangers lying on their stomachs, inspecting a deep ravine cradling the Nueces River. Travis was studying three men camped at a bend in the river, almost a quarter mile downstream. The Texans had tracked the outlaws to here, almost 20 miles from the Laredo Trail.
That one standing is Rubio Medina.
You sure?
Travis looked through field glasses to where Chase indicated at the suspect in question. He saw a short, skinny, dark-skinned man wearing a bright green shirt. From this distance, few details were discernible, but Travis had learned over the years that his partner was rarely wrong. His vision claimed to be the best south of the Brazos River.
How can you tell?
I just can. The way he moves. Nobody else wears a big black and red sombrero. That's his two brothers with him.
Really? You think one of those other bandits lying under the oak is Paco?
He ain't got but two brothers.
You guys know these thieves?
I'd rather not, Tony. Wretched lot of outlaws. Horse thieves, murderers, marauders. One of those two under the tree is the Chief Federale for Coahuila. They do most of their plundering on the border or south of it. Likely up here because the arrival of the Mexican army has put them out of business down there.
He's a thief and he's the state police? No wonder the Mexicans are revolting.
Rubio's the bad one, mean as a snake. They call him Diablo. Would rather cut your throat than look at you. Paco's just as crooked, but he lets Rubio do most of the dirty work. Covers for him most of the time. Don't know the other brother, but with blood like that, he can't be a saint.
What happened to the other three? We were tracking six.
Probably branched off to camp somewhere else. Mexican bandits usually break their campsites up into several locations.
I'm gonna shoot that son of a bitch right now. Rubio's got a bounty on his head. We'll just leave him right there for the coyotes and move on.
You can't hit him from here, Chase.
Yeah, I can. Tony, go get me that Kentucky long rifle and ammo pouch off my horse.
You're just gonna stir him up like a bunch of pissed off fire ants. Mexicans get worked up over family. You'll probably rile him up even if you miss.
I'm not gonna miss. They'll never know what hit him. We'll move out of here quietly and on to Goliad. I've been wanting a chance to shoot that bastard for several years. Not gonna pass up the chance. Besides, if I kill him, especially with this shot, word'll get back to Goliad before we do. I'll ride in there like a hero with all my admirers.
If you miss, you'll be the laughing stock of the bar tomorrow night.
Chase grabbed the 50-inch, 9-pound maple stock rifle from Tony and opened the small leather ammo pouch. Travis smiled at the other Rangers as he watched Chase take up a comfortable position on the bank, chest and elbows on the dirt. Chase cocked the rifle's hammer and secured a tiny percussion cap to its tip.
Get your pistols ready, boys. We may have a fight in our hands.
Chase pulled the curved silver plate of the butt securely to his shoulder and adjusted the double-set trigger. He made a show out of checking the wind with his finger before putting his cheek to the stock. Travis looked back at the creek. Rubio was still standing, glaring in the late day sun. Travis and the other Rangers got deathly still.